Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick, and this is News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Welcome to the show. In case you don't know, this is a faith and values program that tries to intersect faith and values with different issues in our culture, trying to look at things spiritually, if you will. It's always a pleasure doing the show. Thank you, listeners, for joining me on a weekly basis. Well, I'd like to talk today about this wonderful gift of prayer that we have. For those of us who have any kind of faith, we know that prayer is important, that prayer is somehow that pathway to God. He's given it to us, and we need to learn how to pray more effectively. So in a desire of my heart to help people learn how to pray effectively, efficiently, but also simply, I wrote a little book called Three Word Prayers. It's trying to reduce our heart of prayer to three simple words. It's kind of like a dagger, if you will, in hand-to-hand combat when we're battling the enemy. It's a way to simply pray wherever you may be, and I wanted to spend this program teaching you some of what I've learned about the power of three-word prayers. Joining me is Casey Shannon, who's a friend of mine. He helps me oversee a media ministry that we've started called Moments of Hope. It's allowing me to take radio shows that I've done all over the world, and it's been a great fun ride, and Casey's been a wonderful person with whom to work. He's overseeing the three-word prayer movement, if you will. Thank you, Casey, for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what a great fun ride this has been, as we've seen people grab hold of this three-word prayer concept and begin to pray like they've never prayed before.
Yeah, and I think I really love the way it bubbled up. You and your wife both have written several books over the past few years, and this one wasn't one that we had to force the content or force the concept. It was one that bubbled up. It'd be fun for you to tell that story inside of your household, and then it just sort of surfaced inside of a sermon series that you delivered at church one weekend, and then everybody came out of the woodwork asking, tell us more about this concept. And out of that came a book.
Yeah, Marilyn and I were talking one day about how to make our prayer lives easier, simpler. So we started talking about, you know, reducing our prayers to just a few words. Sometimes when we pray, we get very flowery and loquacious, and we keep using these long sentences, thinking that's somehow going to move the heart of God. But I'm more and more convinced, it's like with my kids, when they ask me something and they use lots of words, I ask them the question, well, what do you want? You know, tell me what you want. And so this three-word prayer idea was birthed out of a conversation with Marilyn and me, making prayers simple, you know, thinking that God's asking us, well, what do you want? So we've tried to reduce our prayers down to three words. We've tried to take Bible verses and reduce them down to three words, you know, trying to digest what they're saying into three words and just start praying them. And again, what we learned was you can be in your car and you can pray those three-word prayers over and over again. You can be in an office meeting while everybody else is speaking. You in your heart can be praying those three-word prayers. They're like arrow prayers, if you will, firing them to heaven over and over again. And, you know, there is something in the Bible that talks about the power of prayer, but also the power of persistent prayers. And when you reduce prayer down to three words, it becomes increasingly persistent and easier to pray. So I went away for a week, and I took what I had thought about with three-word prayers, and I put them into a little book of 13,000 words. Now, for those who may not understand how small that is, a normal book is around 55,000 words. But this is 13,000, which it's just a booklet almost, and it gives some insights into where you see three-word prayers in the Bible and how they can be used. It's been a fun thing to teach people. As you said, when I started teaching it at Forest Hill, people went, tell me more about this. The books have flown off the shelf, and they really have been popular.
Well, and I think that one of the most powerful parts of it is look, an economy of words is something that sort of runs the gamut of all of our experiences. I work in communications. I've worked in corporate communications. I've worked around people who speak for a living, whether it's on the radio or to their teams inside of their organization or whatever. And getting to the point succinctly is an art form, and it's an art form that we can all relate to, and it's whole purpose is Getting your thought across in as few words as possible. We've all wrestled with that. We've all been told, you know, shorten your emails down. I don't have time to read this. Get to the point. I want to know what you mean. And this is sort of a way to take that to God. And I've had a lot of people who either are trying to refresh or renew their prayer life because they feel like it's kind of gone a little flat, or even come to me and said, how do I start praying? This is a really, really great concept for the person who maybe just either, like I said, their prayer life's gone a little flat or dull or whatever, or for somebody who's just trying to figure out, how do I even start to talk to God? It's the way you start the book with the disciples' prayer, as you call it, with the Lord's Prayer, and Jesus's way of using three words prayer is very powerful as well.
Well, people ask me, excuse me, all the time about what prayer is, and I'm convinced prayer is just simple communication with God. You know, I imagine myself on a park bench and Jesus is next to me and he asked me, well, what's going on in your heart? What do you need? And I have tried to reduce my request of him of three words, and I just feel his presence. I know his love. And when we are communicating together as close, intimate friends, I feel like he has heard my request and he knows my heart and he wants to respond accordingly. So, Casey, the rest of this show, we're going to look at some of the things we've learned about three-word prayers and hopefully teach our listeners today how to have a meaningful, vibrant, powerful, poignant prayer life through three-word prayers. Folks, it will change your lives. It will give you an understanding of prayer like never before. And Casey Shannon is joining me today to teach you how to do three-word prayers. I'm David Chadwick. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. I'm David Chadwick, and this is News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Welcome back to the show. Hey, I am so honored that Perry's Diamonds and Estate Jewelry sponsor this show, and they are the Southeast premier buyer of diamonds, estate jewelry, gold, and coins. What a joy it is to have them sponsor the show, because I can tell you, when I want a great gift for Marilyn, I go and I talk to Hadley Perry at Perry's Fine Jewelry, and she gets me the best gift possible. I think if my wife was able to say today how much her jewelry has meant to her that I bought there, she would be the first one to say, right on. So thank you so much, Perry's, for doing what you do, and you do so well, and especially sponsoring this show. Well, in studio with me is my friend, Casey Shannon. We have started a media ministry called Moments of Hope, and actually we're on Sirius Satellite Radio, Family Talk, Channel 131 at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Some of my messages that I do in the church and otherwise are broadcast there. We have other markets we're in, like Orlando, Tampa, Atlanta, Austin, Texas, San Antonio. So we've been able to expand and grow. And this actual media ministry here at WBT helped launch all of that. And I'm so grateful for it. And Casey's in studio with me to talk about one of our new initiatives called Three Word Prayers. We want all of you to learn how to pray, because there's something very powerful in prayer. In fact, Jesus' disciples watched him operate in power and in authority, and they watched him be able to overcome diseases and cast out demons and all of those powerful things that he did. Well, they put two and two together. They said, well, the reason he has such power is because he often withdraws and prays to the Father. Again, they made the connection that power equals prayer. So the only time we can see in the Bible where a disciple ever went to Jesus and asked him to teach them something was when the disciples went to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray. You know how to pray. We don't know how to pray. Teach us to pray. It reminds me of when I was in seminary, I was trying to learn a new sport. After I couldn't play basketball anymore, I tried to play tennis, and I was getting pretty good. You know, I'm a decent athlete, and I played against the Columbia Theological Seminary tennis champion. And at the end of the match, it was 6-love, 6-love, 6-love. I mean, I didn't even score a point against him. So after the match was over, I went to him and I said, Frank, you know how to play tennis. I don't know how to play tennis. Teach me how to play tennis. And he then began to do so, because there's a way to play tennis. Well, the same thing happened with the disciples. They saw Jesus' prayer life, got results. They looked at their prayer lives, didn't get results. So they went to Jesus and said, teach us how to pray. And then he taught them what's commonly called the Lord's Prayer. I think it more should be called the disciples' prayer, because it's a recipe for how to pray. And if you look at each one of those lines of the disciples' prayers, you can reduce them to three words. And in a 10-minute time with the Lord in prayer, just conversing with Him, you can pray each line of that prayer in power. So prayer has great punch. We need to learn how to pray, and I'm trying to help all of you learn how to pray more efficiently in this book I've written called Three-Word Prayer. Small little booklet, not real large, but it'll give you some insights into power in prayer. Casey?
Yeah, I mean, this show airs on Sunday mornings. Everybody's either heading to church or has spiritual things on their mind, more than likely. And it's funny you bring up the Jesus's crew coming up to him, and this is the one thing they ask him. And I think we can, those of us who have been in the church or been a Christian for a while can relate to that. There's always that one person that in your huddle, you're like, man, that person's got a direct connect to God. How do they get answers from God so well? And it's always prayer. If you go to them, it's always prayer. So if you want answers, if you want that relationship in a way where you really feel that direct connect to God, it's prayer. And again, three-word prayers, to me, the power of it is distilling your prayers down to three very purposeful words that get to the point and like you said, shoot arrows right at God very purposefully.
Yeah, from your heart, your needs. So look for example, folks, at the Lord's Prayer or the disciples' prayer. You know, Jesus said, when you pray, notice he said, when you pray, not if you pray. He assumed his followers would pray because he knew the power of prayer. He knew the need to have fellowship with his Father. So he said to his disciples, when you pray, pray like this. And he begins with our Father who is in heaven. So if you reduce that to three words, you pray things like, you are holy, you are daddy, I love you, Father, care for me, give me help. You know, those kind of three-word prayers emphasize that whole idea of God is a daddy, he's a father, but he's also holy, he's also different than we are. And when you reduce that line to three words, suddenly you can pray that prayer simply, concisely to the Father.
Yeah, and then from there, it's funny, almost when you first mentioned three-word prayers, long before we even thought about, well, maybe we should turn this into a book, I experienced it myself, and I had so many people around me come to me and say, you know, just sort of naturally, I'm doing this, and it's helping me a lot. I was getting really wordy in my prayers, and I didn't know how to get to the point. And there's some real specific examples that we can give that you know, people have targeted things in their life that they want to pray about, and they've been persistent about these three-word prayers, and even found that one three-word prayer wasn't really the root issue. It was there's a systemic thing that they were trying to get to, and that first three-word prayer got them to the next three-word prayer that really got to the root of the issue in their life. And from there, we've seen some testimony, some really cool things happening in life groups and in communities around.
Yeah, my wife Marilyn shared with me a story recently how a woman in the church wanted so much for her husband to pray with her and also to lead their family in prayer. And like so many men, he's a little resistant, feels like that's uneasy, doesn't really want to pray publicly, especially with his wife, because they have this intimate relationship. And he heard this message on three-word prayers. Well, for him, suddenly prayer became a possibility. Prayer became easy. It became touchable. So he started saying to his wife, you know what, let me lead us in prayer. And so he used three-word prayers in his relationship with her. You know, oversee our family, bless my wife, care for her. You know, those are three-word prayers. Then he started getting his family involved. And when they were together, they would grab hands and he would pray prayers like, bless my kids, take care them, you know, those kind of three words that just gives him an understanding of how to pray with his wife and his family. And again, Casey, when you just reduce it down to three simple words, it's not something that's overwhelming. It's something you can do. It's something that doesn't become so big that you feel like you just can't do this thing.
Yeah. And also for those of us that get asked to pray for others quite a bit, that can become kind of daunting task when your prayer journal gets filled up. And this really helps that as well. It helps you focus your attention and get to the point on those. And also that evolution of getting from what you think is the main prayer in the first part and then realizing, no, wait a second, there is a systemic issue. And then adjusting the three-word prayer to really get to the point. It really does help you just drive a more purposeful prayer life.
Well, let's talk about the second line of the disciples' prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done. So you think about what exists here on earth that's not going to exist in heaven or doesn't exist in heaven even right now. And you start thinking about, well, heaven's perfect and there's beauty there. And this world has a lot of natural unbeauty. And we need to pray prayers that allow heaven to come to earth. So think, for example, a three-word prayer that would allow you to pray this line in the disciples' prayers. It'd be prayers like, no more war, you know, solve cancer now, overcome multiple sclerosis. You think about, again, what's in heaven. There's no hunger, so give food now. You know, those kind of three-word prayers to the Lord allow us to pray that line in the disciples' prayer effectively, efficiently, and powerfully.
Yeah, and you say it, and as I hear you speaking these words, I can hear the skeptic say, that just sounds too simple. And what I would say to that is, the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. We're talking about coming from a place inside of you that is very real at the heart level. If these prayers are superficial, just like any other wordy, superficial, rote prayer, yeah, they're probably not going to have much of an effect. So you've got to get to a place where you are serious about taking your petitions to God and what the implications of that are before you start the process.
Well, it's got to come from the heart. Yeah. It's got to come from the heart. You know, Jesus very clearly, before he taught the disciples prayers, said, don't pray meaningless rote prayers like the religious leaders do. They get out in public and just say flowery, long-winded prayers, and they don't mean anything. You know, pray from your heart. And then he gave us, again, the disciples' prayer on how to pray those specific prayers. And when you do so, again, you are connecting to the Father. And for those skeptics out there who say prayer just doesn't work, well, first of all, you got to try it. Don't say it doesn't work until you try it and persistently try it. And the second thing I think you'd say is, well, imagine yourself as an earthly daddy who loves your kids, and your kids come to you all the time and ask for things. Now, you know as a daddy what's right and what's wrong to give them, but if they come to you and ask you something, you don't want flowery, long-winded prayers. You don't want flowery, long-winded requests. You want simple, concise, to the point, hey, Dad, this is what I need. And then you can respond accordingly. And we can't say this is a magic formula that God will now answer all your requests immediately, for he's sovereign and he knows what's best for us. But it does allow us to, express our hearts more adequately to the Father and give him an understanding of what's going on in us so that he can hear our hearts. And if he's a loving daddy in heaven, and we believe that, God wants to hear what's going on inside of us. He loves us. He cares for us. And if you could really believe that God loves you, and the proof of that is Jesus coming to the earth, you'll then ask him anything, any way, any time, and three-word prayers are a specific, easy way to do so.
Yeah, and I also think that for the religious out there who may look at this as a replacement of reverence with simplicity for simplicity's sake, that's not it either. At the heart of this movement is to give people a way to get to the point and be very purposeful and directed with their prayers. Because all of us can get lost inside of our prayers sometimes. I do. I just sort of start stumbling over my words. And sometimes I'm even like, Lord, I don't even know what the words are, but you do, so take care of it. And this really helps me go, no, wait. Just like when I pray the Lord's Prayer, I try to think word by word, because those were very purposeful words by Jesus. I want my words to be purposeful too. And so, like, Hemingway was one of the brilliant writers of all time, and his ability to get to the point in as few words as possible. I think we should all aspire to do that and move God's heart with our words.
Well, our purpose today is to teach you something that my wife and I have learned, and the church that I pastor has helped to learn this as well. And I know, Casey, you have felt it with your family. Three-word prayers. Mm-hmm. Learning how to reduce our heart's desires to three words. And I've written a book called Three-Word Prayers, and we'll talk about that when we come back, how people could get it if they want it. And then also continue to look at the formula that Jesus gave us on how to pray the Lord's Prayer, the disciples' prayer, and use three-word prayers. The next one would be, give us this day our daily bread. Reducing that line into three words, you can start praying for your every single need every single day. I'm David Chadwick, and we'll be right back. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick, and this is News Talk 1110 993 WBT. Welcome back to the show. And if you'd like to hear this program in its entirety as we talk about reducing prayers to three words, three-word prayers, go to WBT.com, scroll down to the weekend shows, look for the David Chadwick Show, and you can download the podcast and hear the program in its entirety. Well, my friend Casey Shannon is in studio with me. We have started a multimedia ministry called Moments of Hope. Actually, Casey, it was birthed out of the Moments of Hope here at WBT that I do every morning on Charlotte's Morning News. And we took that title, and WBT has blessed it and said, go for it. And now we're on Sirius Satellite Radio and cities all across the nation. It's been really a fun gig doing it with you. And one of the things things that's really become popular recently is my teaching on three-word prayers. If you're just joining us, the only thing the disciples ever asked Jesus to teach them was how to pray. They looked at his prayer life and concluded that his power was connected to his prayer life. So he taught them what's called the Lord's Prayer, but I think it could also be called the disciples' prayer because it's a way to pray for disciples who follow Jesus. And one of the lines in there is, give us this day our daily bread. And one of the things I've learned about three-word prayers, if you reduce something in the scripture to three words that encapsulates the thought, it can really increase your prayer life. So think about what you need today, folks. We'll ask God in three-word prayers. You know, meet my needs. Come through today. I need food. I need job. I need raise. I mean, whatever your need is today, pray that. That interesting phrase, daily bread, it only has been found in one place outside of the Bible. When someone was excavating, I think, Mount Vesuvius in Rome, they found someone had listed that word daily bread on a shopping list. So in that day, where there was no refrigeration, so people had to simply make a list each day of what they needed. When they went to the marché, the marketplace, they would buy what they needed. It would last that day. Then they had to go back the next day and do the same thing. So they would come up with a daily bread shopping list. So I would invite all of our listeners to think through, what are your needs? Like a daily shopping list. And then go to your daddy in heaven who loves you so much. Reduce your shopping list to three words and make your request known to him. Folks, that's what prayer is. It's just making your request known to the Father in heaven who loves you so much. And remember, the disciples' prayer begins with the two words, our Father, our daddy. He is a daddy of all of us who loves us so much. So when you're talking to him through prayer, and there is power in prayer, reduce it to three words. Meet my needs. Come through today. Whatever it might be that you need, make that request known to your daddy in heaven who loves you so much. Casey?
Yeah, and as you continue to unpack the Lord's Prayer, the disciples' prayer, and you can start to see in each stanza, there is a specific point. So we distill it down to three words, and there's a reason for that. There's actually science behind three words. We use that, and if you're a marketer, you really understand the branding concept and using three words to get to the point of what your brand is and really drive all decisions for your brand through those three words. Well, Jesus is using a little bit more than three words per thought here, but you can see very specific thoughts. So the one that you specifically spoke on there, give us this day. Look, we're not assured a day.
Yeah,
so
no one's
every day
tomorrow.
That you open your eyes and your feet hit the ground, you should be thankful. He gave you this day. Give us this day our daily bread. And that's really about sustainability, sustaining us in this day. And, you know, we're a ministry, and we're a ministry that relies on generosity to do the things that we feel called to do. And any time that generosity comes through, we're thankful for it. So our daily bread for us, a three-word prayer for us, is sustain this ministry. I mean, I pray it every day. And then when God provides it, I have sort of, and I write that down, and I have that pivot point. I go back to my prayer journal. I go, man, look what God did. This was our prayer, and he did it. Thank you. And so the three-word prayer helps you shoot that arrow, God, but it also gives you that Ebenezer stone, to be biblical, or that moment or that thing where you can go back and go, hey, look what God did. I asked for it, and he gave it to me. And hey, folks, you can realize in those moments, well, prayer really does work. It can be simple how it works, but the biggest miracles in the world are simple. Water's still being turned to wine right now every day when the rain falls and grapes are harvested. It's not just, you know, Jesus's gift to the crowd. It happens to us every day.
Well, Casey, how could people get a copy of the book, Moments of Hope? Three-word prayers through Moments of Hope.
Yeah, and so back to the point of us being a ministry that's sustained by generosity. We don't sell the book. If you go to threewordprayer.org or threewordprayers.org, I'm sorry, it's plural, either the number three or spell out three, either way, .org, you'll see, for a gift of any amount, we'll send you not only one, but two copies of it, because they are small books. We want you to have one, and we want you to pass one on to either somebody in your family, or just hang on to it until you'll run across somebody who eventually could use the book. And we'll also send you, we have, while supplies last, and we still have some left, a little custom post-it notes that 3M made for us. They're really cool. There's 50 of them per pad. 25 of them, half of them, have three-word prayers already printed out from the book. And then there's blanks that you can write your three-word prayers down, either share with your children or somebody who's going through something in life that needs a little bit of prayer.
So you can put those all over your house. Mm-hmm. You can stick them on your refrigerator or next to your bedstand. And so as you're walking around all day long, you can glance at that three-word prayer and shoot an arrow up to God.
Yeah, or hey, you're out to lunch, middle of the day, work day. and you notice that something seems to be weighing heavy on your server's heart, ask them about it. Ask them if you could pray for them and show them that prayer doesn't have to be complicated. I mean, that's a pretty powerful witness. And then write that 3-word prayer down and leave it with your check for them with their tip.
Well, you could actually put it on the dashboard of your car. Mm-hmm. So every time you get in your car, you have several of the 3-word prayers with those stick 'em notes right there in front of you, and you can start praying. And then prayer becomes not only enjoyable, but you can start seeing the answers. And when you see the answers, folks, then prayer really becomes fun.
And that's a good point, too. We all get really, really, really busy. Your wife, Marilyn, talks about prayer triggers all the time. You can use these things as prayer triggers in your life. So when you're busy and you get to the end of the day and you think, oh, man, I meant to do this or I meant to pray. If you've got those little reminders all around in the areas that you are, by your coffee cup or at your desk or on your laptop. Oh, yeah, wait. And really quickly, I'll say a 3-word prayer, and there you go.
3wordprayers.org is the way to find them. And if you just go on that again, 3wordprayers.org, you can get the book, and any donation will send that to you. We're not making money off of this thing. We're just trying to be self-sustaining as best we can be in order to do a ministry that helps other people, especially in this area of prayer that we think is so important, vital for people to learn about. Again, Jesus was the one who said, when you pray, pray like this, not if you pray. He knew the power of prayer. The disciples saw that his power came through prayer. So we're just trying to teach you how to pray with 3 simple words. And for example, the next line in the disciples' prayers, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who have done debts against us, those who have offended us. So 3-word prayers on that line of the disciples' prayer would be things like, I forgive, and then folks fill in the blank. And we've all been hurt by somebody. Somebody has disappointed us. And the whole idea there is that Jesus said, forgive us this day our daily bread. And the implication is in verse 14 at the end of the prayer is, if we don't forgive other people, the Father can't forgive us. And all of us need the Father's grace, mercy, and forgiveness, don't we, folks? But if we don't forgive other people, we are blocking God's ability to forgive us, to receive his grace, mercy, and kindness. So think about 3-word prayers in that line of the disciples' prayer, I forgive blank, and forgive them from your heart. Again, the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. And give those people to God. You know, give them up to the Lord. Let the Lord deal with them. I refuse vengeance. That's another 3-word prayer that needs to be a part of this line of the disciples' prayer. I refuse vengeance. To you, Lord. You know, you give it to the Lord. And then you are free yourself to live life the way you're supposed to live it. You're not in the prison of bitterness and pain and resentment. You then set yourself free by saying, I forgive blank. And Jesus knew the importance of forgiveness. The Father has forgiven us a $1 billion debt through Jesus' death on the cross. We should be able to forgive other people who owe us a $100 debt. As painful as that debt might be, it's not as big as the painful debt that God paid for you through Jesus. So that's another way 3-word prayers can be used in the disciples' prayer.
Yeah, and for those of you struggling with forgiveness, and I've got folks in my life right now that I know have just having a really tough time with it, those 3 words are about as powerful as it gets once you get to where you mean it.
And I forgive
so-and-so, whoever. Yeah. And if you want to get really advanced, the target shouldn't be I forgive so-and-so. It should be blessing that so-and-so. It should be turning that bitterness and that rage back into love. Because if you really, really want to unlock the kingdom, if you convert anger to love, you'll see pretty amazing
things.
And Casey,
here's another one. Please forgive me.
Mm.
3-word prayer where you say to God, please forgive me. I confess, then list the ways you've disappointed God in heaven. That's another way you use the 3-word prayer in this line in the disciples' prayer powerfully.
Well, and it makes sense. I mean, think about it. If you've ever been wronged and somebody came to you and said, I'm sorry for X, please forgive me. Those are freeing words. Those are almost magical words and what they do to your heart, to their heart, and how it reconciles.
Yeah.
And the power of reconciliation is one, you know, we know is one of the greatest powers on earth. We look around our city, our region, our world, all the divisiveness. If people could just say, hey, I messed up. I'm sorry for X. Please forgive me. So many things would be fixed.
Can you imagine if Democrats did that to Republicans?
No, actually, I can't.
Democrats and independents. Can you imagine what would happen in our social structure if African Americans with whites and vice versa and Latinos, if we all would just come together and say,
imagine,
I'm sorry, please forgive
somebody
me.
Who we have a great deal of respect for, could you imagine if Mark Harris just stood up right now and said, hey, this is a mess. Something messed up on my watch. And he has said this. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Now let's find a way to move forward.
Those are 2 3-word prayers. I am sorry. please forgive me. I mean, again, there's such power when we do it that way. Casey Shannon's in studio with me. We're talking about three-word prayers, a book I've just written, small little book, about only 13,000 words. Go to threewordprayers.org. You can get the book for a small donation. We'd love to send it to you because, folks, the purpose of this program is to teach you how to have the power of prayer in your life. When you do, you'll never be the same, and you'll start seeing answers to your prayers. I'm David Chadwick. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick, and this is News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Welcome back to the show. Let me reiterate, many thanks to my friends at Perry's Fine Jewelry. This program is brought to you by Perry's Diamonds and Estate Jewelry, the Southeast premier buyer of diamonds, estate jewelry, gold, and coins. They are terrific people. Again, many thanks for sponsoring the show. I hope all of you will go by and buy your beloved a special gift from there. Today's program is centering on a new little book I wrote. It's only 13,000 words, kind of more like a booklet,
yeah.
But it's entitled Three-Word Prayers. Folks, the purpose of it is to try to teach us how to pray. The disciples looked at Jesus' life and said, you know how to pray, and you get results. We don't know how to pray. We don't get results. Teach us how to pray. And that's when he gave them a line-by-line recipe for how to pray. And it's often called the Lord's Prayer. I think it's more aptly called the disciples' prayer because it's for us who follow Jesus learning how to pray. And we try to take each line of that disciples' prayer, Casey, during this show and reduce it to three-word prayers. The next line is, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So Marilyn and I, my wife, and I've looked at our three-word prayer life, and we've tried to reduce this one to three-word prayers like away from temptation. You know, every morning when we get up, away from temptation. Lead us, Lord. And that's asking the Holy Spirit to lead us on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And if the Holy Spirit is leading us toward righteousness, he should be leading us away from temptation. But should we become ensnared, and all of us still fail because we live in these fallen earthly bodies and we live in a culture that's fallen, should we fail, we pray, deliver from evil. That's another three-word prayer. You go to the Lord and you're caught in a trap. You have no hope. You pray, deliver from evil. Again, that's another way to pray a three-word prayer. And if, folks, you'd like to have this booklet, three-word prayers, go to threewordprayers.org. Make a small donation. We'll send you two copies. You'll have one to read yourself, one to give away. Let's start a prayer movement using a simple thing called three-word prayers all over the world and have people experience the power of prayer. You folks see answers to your prayers. And when you see answers, it'll only make you want to pray more. Casey?
Yeah, and we've already seen some of that movement start here in Charlotte in our circles. We've had it's fun. The first, we sold out in two weekends, the first printing. And we literally had, I had an eight-year-old child, a boy, come up to me, and he wanted it for his basketball team. So we're finding people in their communities, in their circles, in their prayer groups, in their life groups, in their whatever groups are enjoying this book together, because you can't. It's pretty easy to walk through. You can actually read it in a day, but it's really a good resource for that as well. And like you said, a donation of any amount, and all of it goes to support Moments of Hope. If you want to find out more about Moments of Hope, just go to momentsofhope.org. You can even just Google Moments of Hope and find out about the ministry and what we're trying to do in terms of reaching across generations, across divides in this country and the world globally, throughout all media. It's not just radio, a lot of digital media, also some traditional media. Just trying to be where people are currently as we're realizing there's a gap in how Christian media is communicating to folks. It's kind of stuck in its old ways. We're trying to stay in those old ways too, but progress into places where people are receiving content these days, especially the younger generation.
Well, it's been fun watching the younger generation seize upon this idea of three-word prayers. Again, they have not ever been taught how to pray, and they have thought that it's some kind of huge, difficult methodology that demands hours upon hours of study before you can pray. And we're saying, no, exclamation mark. It's a simple, concise communication with God. And if you can reduce your needs in prayer to three words, you can have a new, vibrant prayer life like you've never known it before. And along with the book, we have these little stick'em pads that you can get. They have some of the three-word prayers already listed out, or places where you can list out your own three-word prayers and put them on your refrigerator, next to your bedstand, in your car, in your office, reminding you throughout the day how to pray three-word prayers.
Yeah, and we've had some real-life examples of people who, in inside of their prayer time and their and these are we've got some real prayer warriors around us, and we interviewed one member of the church who's gotten really into this. She has a journal full of three-word prayers, and she
hundreds of them that she has listed out.
And she walked me through how she got to this one, and most of them are about her family and her kids and the season of life that they're in now. And she started with, you know, help me do this for my child, and I'm going to paraphrase these because I don't want to give it all away, but she had specific things about it. And then she realized that actually, and this is what I was talking about, the evolution of her prayer life, she realized, no, that's not really the problem. The problem is I'm trying to fix everything, and it's exhausting. And she said one day in life group, she just turned to her life group, and she usually asked for prayer for her family or for something going on externally with her, and she just said, I'm exhausted. I can't do this. And three words came to her, fast from fixing. And that's been her real sort of a cornerstone of her prayer life right now, and it's had real results. And those are three. If you think about it, those are three distilled words that have very
again, Casey.
Fast from fixing. I'm exhausted. I'm trying to fix everything in my life. Nothing's really working right. I'm anxious all the time. I need to let go.
Well, here's another way of saying the same thing that Marilyn and I have prayed regularly, especially over the last several weeks, as we're walking through some things. Yeah. I surrender all.
Yeah.
I surrender all to you. I mean, that is the ultimate atomic bomb of prayer, is when you, like Jesus in the garden says, not my will, but yours. When you pray that prayer, I surrender all, it unleashes a power in heaven.
Well, how about this one? And this is from you. I was listening to your radio show on Sirius the other night, and you dropped these three words on me. And if not, Daniel and his cohort going into the furnace saying, God, deliver us from this. Deliver me, Lord. And if not, you're still my God. I still trust you. There's still a purpose behind this.
Well, that's the
that
same
prayer
kind
of relinquishment.
Prayer.
Yeah.
It's an I surrender all prayer. It's just saying, Lord, I know you're able.
Yep.
And folks, God can do anything.
That's right.
He created the world. He can do anything. But if he doesn't come through like you want him to, he's still in control. Mm-hmm. And he's working something for our good, for his glory. And again, that's the essence of faith. So when you pray, I surrender all, or fast from fixing, or whatever, you are praying the nuclear bomb of prayer.
And keep track. If you do write a prayer journal, and I encourage you to, keep track, even when he doesn't answer. Because 10 years from now, when it's revealed why he didn't answer it the way you wanted, and can I testify to this. It's why I'm in this seat right now. And you look back at that and you go, oh man, he had a better plan for me. Look at that. Just understand that, you know, yes, no, wait are the three answers that you're going to get from your prayers. And wait's hard and no stinks, but there's purpose in those answers.
I might even challenge it in love, Casey, to say God doesn't answer no. He probably says, I've got a better plan.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know, it's yes,
you've been
wait,
doing this for a
I've
while,
got a better
haven't
plan.
You?
Well, if you trust, God's got a better plan even when it stinks,
when
life is really difficult. But these three-word prayers can set your prayer life free, folks. So again, threewordprayers.org. Mm-hmm. And actually, my wife Marilyn's going to come in next week, and we're going to talk about three-word prayers for your marriage, your family, your kids, and how to make that applicable to your sphere of influence. But again, threewordprayers.org. Small donation, any donation. If you want to give a large one, we'll take that as well. And we'll send you two copies of the book along with a stick and pad, and we'll be able to give you these three-word prayers that you can even give to somebody else.
Yeah, and if you're interested, again, in finding out more about Moments of Hope or connecting with us and finding out about what we do and just anything that you'd like to know, go to momentsofhope.org. You'll see how to connect with us. Shoot me an email. I'll be happy to talk to
That's
you.
That's Casey Shannon, who's the executive director of Moments of Hope. It's a chance to take this media ministry that WBT started.
Yep.
They gave me this opportunity about 20 years ago. I've been able to grow it. And over the last couple of years, they've really been supportive to help move it into a national and international perspective. So excited about that. And Casey, I'm so excited to continue to see how this three-word prayer movement could capture Charlotte and help us learn how to pray with power and conviction.
I know we got 30 seconds, but if you had a three-word prayer for Charlotte, really quickly, what would it be?
Heal our city.
Amen.
Lord, heal our city. Help us learn how to love and not hate. Help us learn how to forgive and move forward. Heal our city. And that then fits into my last word, which is, hey, love God and love your neighbor. I end the program every week with this. Love God and love your neighbor. If you just do those two things, you have a lifetime's worth of work to do. I'm David Chadwick. This is News Talk 1110-993 WBT. I'll look forward to talking with you all and my wife next week.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.